from the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Welcome to the campfire. Good morning, everyone. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. We're in the bunker. We're in the... You know where we're at, the Vogler Vogler? You have any idea where we're at today? No? No? The bunker? It's Mossberg Indian Creek Shooting Systems Mossberg Studios. Why do you not remember that?
Because I have curly hair and been hitting the head too many times.
Say good morning to everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have Matty G over here.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, he beat me to it. I'm doing great, great. Beautiful, beautiful. Here we are. Beautiful Saturday morning, end of March already, 23rd. Man, it was beautiful. The moon was out. The owls were hooting, the coyotes were yipping this morning. Great ride in. Hey, I'm going to let you know who's on the show, what we got going on the show. We've got a great show, actually. We're going to go down to the Ozarks in the second segment and visit with our great friend Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Motels, Hotels, Cabins.
The mayor
of Eminence, and visit with him because, hey, it's that time. It's springtime. It's time to start going down to the Ozarks. Lots of things to do down there. We'll talk to Jim about that. And then we're going to go out and grab our great friend, the founder of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, Mr. Gary Mason. We're going to talk about some college bass fishing tournament stuff he's doing with Bethel University, and he's going to give a few fishing tips, and then he's going to tell us, before they even release it, several of the folks being inducted in the Legends.
Wow.
This year.
Right.
That'll be the 17th of August. Yeah, he's going to talk about that a little bit. And then story time, we continue our turkey hunting series, our turkey season. And as we've stated on Facebook, if you go to my Facebook page, that, you know, just other story times left to wait. We'll be back to regular programming after turkey season. We've got some diehard turkey hunters listen to this show, and they enjoy the turkey time stuff, right?
Vogler. God, this is one of my favorites, too.
Boy's First Turkey. This was published in Outdoor Life in 1986. I can't believe it's been that long. And that's our story time. We continue with the story time with turkey hunting. Lots of great things going on out there, man. A lot of folks are fishing. They're trout fishing. A lot of people are fishing. Just starting to get into that springtime fishing mode. And I know a lot of you are scouting turkeys. And in the South, all you got to do is go to Facebook. Everybody's turkey hunting.
Can I suggest we get Phil Lilly on sometime? Because
we need to do that.
Record brown trout, 36 pounds.
Yeah. Well, we need to do that. We need to get him on and talk about that. We need to get a lot of people on, don't we?
Yeah.
You got a couple news items for me?
Missouri River flooding prompts Missouri Department of Conservation to close several conservation areas in the Northwest region. The state's Northwest region, due to Missouri River flooding, some areas are underwater and others are inaccessible or will remain closed due to public safety. I saw something on 141 on Wednesday or Thursday, and there was like 15 trucks filled with hay. And it said something about Nebraska, and holy cow, somebody driving through Missouri or from Missouri is sending that much hay up there.
That's a bad deal going on up there.
Missouri Department of Conservation and rural fire departments are partners in fighting wildfires. Smokey Bear lends an assist in his 75th anniversary year. One of Missouri Department of Conservation partners is the fire departments, and one partner almost everybody knows, Smokey Bear. The affable bear was created in 1944 amidst World War II concerns that America's valuable forest would be harmed in by accident or by arson. And Smokey turns again 75 years old. Looks pretty good for 75.
Yeah, he don't look bad for 70.
Celebrate some Missouri trees.
Let's celebrate some trees.
With Missouri Department of Conservation Arbor Days in April, Missouri's Arbor Day is going to be Friday, April 5th, and they've been observing that since 1886. That's a heck of a long time. And the National Arbor Day is on April 26th, but that's pretty neat here in Missouri.
Did you know the daffodils? They call them daffodils. We call them Easter lilies. They're up. They're all over the yard. I mean, flowers are coming up, and, man, I heard some turkeys the other morning on the way into town. I stopped along the river, and they were starting to gobble pretty good, so it's that time of the year. Oh, my goodness.
That's one of the best sounds. Is there? Yeah. Can you name too many better sounds than that?
No, than a wild turkey gobbling? No. See, Vogelwagner got excited about turkeys gobbling and food, so he's got two on the top of the list, right? Right, Matty G?
Yeah, what's the third thing? Oh, rugby. So a rugby, game. There you go. That's game. The hat trick.
Yeah, the hat trick. That is the hat trick. What else?
Missouri Department of Conservation invites public to native plant sale and workshop on April 6th. Springfield Conservation Nature Center event has good information for homeowners. And what they're trying to do is plant native species.
Okay.
No more Bradford pears, you know, and there's no more sweet gum trees.
Yeah, don't move your chair. The peanut's laying right there next to you. She must have missed you.
Did I put her asleep again?
She's starting to snore.
MDC will no longer. I want you to make sure you're okay with this one.
Okay.
But the Missouri Department of Conservation will no longer send out fishing reports.
Oh.
Water. In the water. Well, I mean, some of the water is dirty and dingy, and some of those things were like, who the hell wrote this?
I know. Why did they quit doing it? They're talking about on paper, though, right?
I think emailing it out also. You can go find it online. Oh,
okay, electronic stuff. All right.
And however, now that new technology provides fishing reports at your fingertips 24 hours a day through apps and websites, Missouri Department of Conservation has made the decision to stop sending out weekly fishing reports. Missouri Department of Conservation continues to offer Missouri fishing apps so you can go online. And take our break. Can I send my condolences out to the George Nuremberg family? It's Jake. We lost him about a week ago. I couldn't say it last week.
Well, our condolences go out to the family. Thoughts and prayers to them, of course. Wow. What else you got? Is that all you got for right now?
Conservation Federation offers $8,500 reward to help MDC with elk poaching.
Oh, can you believe that some people are shooting those elk? I mean, I don't understand that. And the thing is, they didn't take them. They found the elk shot. Why are they doing that? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What a waste.
The one was a 10-year-old bull elk that was brought to Missouri from Kentucky in 2011.
That's a shame.
And the other was an adult cow born in Missouri. Poaching is stealing from you and I.
From everybody. All right. Why don't we take a break? We've got a lot of stuff to do on the show. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back on the other side. And we're going to visit with Jim Anderson sometime in that next segment, and we'll see y'all on the other side. Woo-hoo.